Good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. So when you think about your friends, you probably think about the people you eat lunch with, people you go on play dates with, the people that you go to their birthday parties, and maybe you even give them Christmas presents. We all have friends that we love and that we like to spend time with. And those friends are people who can make us laugh, who listen to us when we're having a bad day, who maybe give us a hug to help us feel better, who can help us when we need help, and who we can help too. Our earthly friends are great, and we love to spend time with our friends. But you know, sometimes there are still times, even though we have our earthly friends, that we feel all alone. And in those times, we can remember that we also have a heavenly friend. And that heavenly friend is there for us no matter what. Even when our earthly friends can't be, our heavenly friend, God, is always there with us. In the Bible, it says that there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Now, if you have a brother or sister, you know that your brother or sister will always love you and will always try to help you. And they may drive you crazy, but they will be there for you. Well, even though there are some times when they can't be there for you because they're far away or something has happened, God will be there for you because God is even closer to us than our siblings are. And so when you are afraid, God is there for you. When you are sad, God is there for you. Even when you are happy, God is there for you. God is there for you no matter what. And God promises to always love you, to always listen to you, to help you know what the right thing to do is, and to help you get through hard times. God is always there for you. We have a wonderful heavenly friend who we can always count on. And so this week, I hope that you will thank God for always being there for you and for always loving you. And tell your earthly friends about how much God loves them too, because God loves us no matter what we do, no matter what happens. And he promises to always be there for us. So let's pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families. Loving God, thank you for being our friend. Thank you for promising to never leave us. Thank you for calming our fears. Help us to always follow you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.